Director General of Inter-Services Public Relations, DGISPR, Lieutenant General Ahmed Sharif Chowdhury called Indian airstrike an act of terrorism by targeting 31 civilians, including children, and vowed a strong response to what it described as barbaric aggression. In a press conference, Lieutenant General Ahmed Sharif condemned the Indian airstrikes on the night of May 6 and 7 that killed at least 31 civilians and injured 71. Targeting innocent children who were meant to see the spring of life, can this be called counter-terrorism? He said. This is terrorism, and we will respond with full force. He added that Indian forces also struck mosques, desecrated the Holy Quran, and deliberately targeted civilians. What religion or humanity allows the desecration of places of worship and sacred texts? He questioned. The military spokesperson displayed aerial images of destroyed Indian posts and a brigade headquarters across the line of control, LOC, saying Pakistan's response was precise and focused only on military targets. When the enemy came armed, Pakistan's brave Air Force shot down modern fighter jets, he said, adding that no personnel or aircraft of the Pakistan military were harmed during the clashes. According to the DGISPR, Indian forces raised white flags at several LOC sectors in response to Pakistan's retaliatory strikes. The spokesperson further stated that India's actions endangered international civilian flights. There were 67 passenger aircraft in the skies during the Indian strikes, with hundreds of innocent people on board, he said. India put them all at risk due to its madness. He reiterated Pakistan's commitment to national defense and civilian safety. The Pakistan Army will never compromise on public safety, he said. The nation has stood united behind the military, and we salute their support.